Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice.
Morena, Rachel, how are you going on this glowing Tuesday morning?
Oh, this is the energy I needed. I didn't even know it. I'm good. How are you?
I always say I cannot complain. And to be honest, the privilege of having a roof over my head and food in my pantry is enough for me to be very grateful for this Tuesday morning.
Excellent. Nice. Oh, this is a very positive vibe that you're bringing here today. Hey, what?
It's all fake.
What is happening in theatre at the moment? Because obviously no shows are going ahead, but what's kind of going on in the world of theatre right now?
Well, it's a bit bloody fucking sad, isn't it? Because, you know, you have all these artists. You know, we had Julia Croft last week talking about her gorgeous new work, Terrapolis, which unfortunately wasn't able to go up. There were artists on the cusp of opening. We had Morgana Riley as well, her work at the Basement Theatre. It's a bit miserable. But, you know, I can... And then shows to come. So it's pretty precarious and... genuinely quite sad at the moment to have to pull events. I mean, obviously public health is the critical point in this, so actually, you know, the art can wait. It's hard. There's not much live stuff going on, and I guess for me it's sort of at the eerie thing as an independent theatre artist, particularly in New Zealand, given that we're a small industry, small community, is on the one hand it's the strength of the community. You know, everyone's like reaching out and it's gorgeous, like people checking in on each other, people, you know, just being like, I'm going to the supermarket, does someone need, who's stuck in their bubble, you know, all that kind of stuff. Which is really, it's actually pretty, yeah, it's moving to have that connection within the community. Love that it takes a pandemic for that to be embodied, but... But then on the other hand, you know, I must admit that I am challenged by organisations or institutes with resource and funding and backing who have absolutely ghosted at these times.
Oh dear.
I just think it's, you know, and I guess the reason I'm calling it out is I want to use this as an opportunity to amplify and celebrate the efforts of individuals within our community who are like reaching out and being amazing. But I do think it is pointed that the vanishing act of some of the arts organisations, whether that's venues or theatres or companies or galleries or whatever, who I'm assuming are going into damage control but have completely neglected the artists which serve their business.
Right.
I just want to kind of say that that's a piece that I've been churning over.
What do you reckon we could see more of? Because it is, as you say, it is a tricky thing where there is an element of damage control. There's a lot of admin that goes into when a lockdown happens for those institutions. But also, as you say, they're nothing without the community. So what should we be seeing, or what would you like to see from some of these more resourced spaces I think we're kind of talking about here, the ones that have, you know, funding that's not necessarily contingent on small shows and things like this. But, you know, what would you like to see from these institutions?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think for me it's about ensuring that if you have a crisis, crisis comms or crisis processes in place within these orgs, which they will, you know, they should be following some kind of logical, flowchart of what to do next. I mean, of course, this is probably the problem, is that many of them don't. They're simply just screaming and flying by the seam of their pants. But somewhere in there, there must be an action that must be tied to a person, that must be about simply reaching out to communicate to their artist database for a reduced way of calling, you know, your community a database.
Yeah, yeah.
To say, hey guys, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
I think this is where I'm sort of loathed to see and experience, is that I'm getting EDMs from, you know, small businesses in New Zealand saying, you know, Glassons being like, hey girlfriend, what's up? Or, you know, I'm hearing from some bloody place I bought a novelty stamp from once in my life going, you know, 15% off our online store. And yet I'm not hearing from like a venue that I've presented in the last 3 years or, you know, and so it's kind of that thing of like, if businesses are onto it, if businesses are segmenting their databases and knowing, shit, we need to communicate with our customers or our users or our the people at the centre of our business, that maybe arts organisations could afford to do the same. I've worked in arts organisations. I know they have databases tagged artist. I know all it takes is someone to go, yo, what's up, and send it to those 500 artists in that list on MailChimp, you know. And I think, look, I'm not growling. I'm just simply saying, put the system in place. It's important that those systems are genuinely built around connection and this ecosystem that we're always harping on about, which includes the totaras and the kahikatea trees, but also all the little artist mushrooms growing in the mossy underbelly as well.
I guess the defence of those organisations could be that, you know, all those businesses that are sending out those quick emails is... They're probably way more resourced than these smaller arts organisations. Our constant conversation being about the general precarity of funding for any kind of art project or arts project in Aotearoa. But I wonder if this is part of a bigger conversation that we're seeing crop up a lot at the moment, which is how should we be learning from these crisis times about what our communities mean or maybe the way they function going forward? I know you're also a Christchurch gal there, Alice, but I think often about how a lot of times in the earthquakes in Christchurch changed a lot of the ways people had to interact in art spaces. You really had to dig into that community in a big way. Do you think we should be seeing bigger conversations about what it means for how we function as theatre communities, as arts communities, and as music communities in times that are going to be continually a little bit unstable going forward?
I think that's a beautiful observation, Rachel. I think you're right. I think this is the right question. I think, you know, and we talk often about resilience, and we talk often about, you know, that the communion between arts practices, and every time this happens we sort of struggle, and then someone will do something wonderful and we'll all herald that as being like the best practice of how to move forward, and then we quickly forget that. So I know it does take, you know, it does take practice to be forming relationships and ways of connecting. I also think it probably speaks to a bigger conversation around fatigue in our sector, and how these people working in these arts organisations are bloody tired. You know, they've got a lot on their plates. I'm not apologising, by the way. I'm not doing a U-turn on what I originally was saying.
I
do think it's important to acknowledge and to talk about that these organisations, although they are resourced, are probably each doing a 1.5 to 2 person role. And whatever hours that they've got given to them. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that somehow that they're miraculously able to find time in their days to email people. But, you know, like, I guess it does make me question and challenge just truly where people's priorities are. And when the shit hits the fan, who takes primacy? That your and from a stakeholder management perspective, is it answering to your board or your staff or your contractors or the artists that actually serve the work?
It's a very, very big conversation, which I'm sure we will touch back on in future weeks, Alice. I've really enjoyed chatting with you about this morning. Before you go, I did want to ask, what's your vibe in your bubble? What are you up to? Have you got any crazed lockdown habits you're reviving for this time?
I will say a crazed lockdown habit, which wasn't even a lockdown habit, was we talked to Scotty Cotter about his new work Modi Toe, which played during Matariki. Silo Theatre have actually put that back up on their website.
Fantastic.
So it's $10 for the link. They've got these sessions where you basically pay $10 for your ticket, they send you the link, go on a hikoi. It's about an hour of an audio experience, and I honestly get in there and listen to into that piece. It talks through the Matariki and the stars. It's a gorgeous piece, and it is something which I highly, highly recommend.
Well, thank you so much, Alice. It's always an absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, and take care in your bubble. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Same to you. Bye.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.